May what I say and what you hear
be in the name of God. Amen. Amen.
First off, let me say that if you're wondering why we are actually having to use hymnals today, Elizabeth's on a two-week vacation. And the staff told her that she did not have to come back in to prepare bulletins for us, that we were big people and that we could figure this out ourselves. But I will say, coming up here into the pulpit, I was grabbing all sorts of different things because I realized I'm used to having it all right there in one place. It's interesting, as our service began this morning in the collect for today, remember these words: "Oh God, you have taught us to keep all your commandments by loving you and our neighbor." I guess Jesus thought that 10 was too many, that we weren't quite up to keeping that list of 10 commandments in order, able to process those as we should. And in fact, Paul, in this morning's epistle, reminds us that, in fact, no matter how much we try to do it, it just doesn't work. "Wretched man that I am," Paul says, "I try, but evil lies close at hand." Those 10 commandments seem mighty distant. So Jesus says, don't worry about all 10. Let me tell you something. Here too: love God and love your neighbor. If you can do that, all will be well. So that is our calling. That is our calling as Christian people, to love God with all our heart and soul and mind and strength, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. That's it. We can all go home now. But even those two, we find ourselves in much the same predicament as Paul. It's harder than you think. You're driving down the road. That person is supposed to merge, not stop. Someone says something that we agree with or disagree with politically, and our view of them changes. We're constantly put in positions where, like Paul, we know what the right response is supposed to be, but for the life of us, we just can't do it. Jesus begins by saying, in this morning's gospel, basically what we have found out in our own lives: damned if you do, and damned if you don't. St. John comes. John the Baptist comes, and he is slammed by the people, by the power brokers, who say he doesn't eat, he doesn't drink, he fasts, he keeps to himself. He must have a demon. And then Jesus comes, and he eats with tax collectors and drinks with sinners. And he gathers around him all sorts and conditions of men and women, and they say, he must have a demon. What do we do? What is it we do to further God's kingdom, to please the God that we know and love in the person of Jesus? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And if that's too much for you, if it just wears you out thinking about it, the words that Jesus shares today are words that truly speak to my heart time and time again. When loving my neighbor seems impossible, when loving myself seems even harder, and when loving God, I'm just not quite sure how. Jesus shares the words, "Come to me, all you that are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Jesus isn't looking for people who always get it right. Jesus isn't looking for people who aren't struggling with how to live out their faith. Jesus is looking for us. He is looking for us with all of our doubts and uncertainties and questions. And in the midst of all of that, we come to Him. We who are simply worn out and weary, knowing that that's why we're here. "Come unto me, all you that travail and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Jesus isn't looking for people who have the answers. Jesus is looking for us. Amen.